Bob and Pam Farm Technology Days is just around the corner. Wisconsin's largest outside farm show and one of the largest in the entire country, showcasing agricultural industry's newest and most advanced technologies and best practices. This year's event will be at Ebert Enterprises in Algoma, just miles from the shores of Lake Michigan, in Kewaunee County. With 45,000 guests expected, the question is, how do you go about feeding all those hungry people? Susie Sezcheck is the chair of the food committee at this year's Farm Technology Days. She joins us to tell us how she and her committee plan on feeding all the show attendees.
Yeah, we're really excited. So we're going to be serving a lot of local foods, and that's one of the reasons that I got involved with this, is that we could highlight a lot of local foods in Kewaunee County. We're going to have 6 food tents. Each food tent is manned by a nonprofit group, so the benefit of that is they're raising money for their groups. Some of the local foods that we're going to be highlighting are, the Ebert family are donating 12 to 15 steers. So all our burgers are going to be one-third pound burgers and cheeseburgers that are homegrown right here. We're having brats from Cunup's, which is a local meat market in Stangleville. Hot dogs or wieners from Salmon's Markets in Luxembourg. We're having a salmon fish spread because we wanted to highlight our local water. We've got water on right on the lake here in Kewaunee County, and that's coming from LaFon's in Kewaunee. We're having a savory chicken wrap, and that's going to be made with dried cherries from Wanky's in Algoma. And then obviously string cheese curds, and then kolaches is a local Czech favorite, so it highlights our heritage here, and we're going to have a limited amount of those each day.
Take me through this process here. How do you even begin to plan for 45,000 people?
Oh boy, well it is a lot of work, and I guess if we would have known then what we know now, I think you might have just kind of walked away. But no, we've got a great group of volunteers. So we've got a core food committee that we put together, and then we're just reaching out to volunteers. We're going to have about 500 volunteers that run the food tents for the 3 days, and we just kind of work with a lot of great people and work together with other committees. So it's just a matter of put your head down and see what you can do.
Susie, you talk about the importance of highlighting the local cuisine, if you would. Mm-hmm. Just how many pounds of food will be gone through? I mean, I understand you're going to go 12, let's start with the beef, 12 mm-hmm. to 15 beef from right here on the farm. Mm-hmm. Can't get much more local than that.
Right, so doing the math, and I'm not good at math, but we figured that's going to be about between 8,500 and 10,000 burgers with the 1,000 pound burgers. We're ordering 1,000 pounds of brats. Probably about 800 pounds of hot dogs, and if we need more, it's locally made here. We just call them up, and we'll see how the first 2 days go, and we can always get more.
So the event itself is 3 days long. I guess I just can't get over this army of individuals you have to help you.
So we've got a great volunteer coordinator that's managing it. I kind of equate managing 500 volunteers to herding kittens. So it's a lot of personalities to manage, but it's a lot of great people here in Kewaunee County and the local Northeast Wisconsin. So we're just fortunate to have that many great people who are willing to volunteer and work together well.
Let's talk about that. All these volunteers, you know, just who volunteers to help out with something like this?
Well, so a lot of the people are retired folks. So we're getting some, it's the Knights of Columbus, it's the Denmark FFA alumni, Mishicot FFA alumni are running some of our food tents. A lot of folks are taking off of work. I work full time, so this is my summer vacation. I'm taking 2 weeks vacation, and this is how I'm spending it.
In all the years of the Farm Technology Days event, this is the first time that it's ever come to Kewaunee County. What does this mean?
Oh, it's huge. And that's, you know, one of the reasons I got involved too, is this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I went to Farm Technology Days growing up, grew up on a dairy farm. I went to it when it was in Brown County in 2008. Actually was there the day it rained out. So it's such a huge undertaking. It's such a neat opportunity to showcase it's not just dairy, but all the local agriculture in our town, showcase the fantastic people we have. I just had to be part of it.
Why don't you share with us, what have been the biggest challenges? Because obviously we're getting close to the event. It sounded like things are going really well. It wasn't always that easy. Tell us about it.
Well, no. So one of the things, I guess the biggest issue that we had, and everybody told us, don't do local foods because it's hard. I mean, I could call up, US Foods is one of our vendors. I could call them up and say, hey, I need a semi-trailer full of food. You show up and we cook it. And that would have been the easy way out. And so the hardest challenge is maintaining all the different vendor relations with the local farm markets and the local meat markets and trying to coordinate the logistics. And once we've got that solved, it's going to be smooth sailing.
All those volunteers, all those different vendors, you definitely are going to be wearing a lot of hats the week of the Farm Technology Days. All right, take us back. For individuals that are maybe just foodies, this is going to be a great opportunity to try a lot of neat stuff. Tell us a little bit more about what made you think, boy, we need to do local.
Well, that is, like I said, I grew up on a dairy farm in Kewaunee County. I actually have a vegetable farm. It's what I do part-time for fun. Well, not really for fun, but it's what I do part-time here in Kewaunee County, too. So I really am passionate about the food and really passionate about what we can do locally. So the one-third pound burgers that are coming from Ebert's, they're not just burgers. They're basically, it's kind of hard to say it, but they're grinding up the entire steer. So you're getting the chuck, you're getting the steaks, everything. So these are going to be awesome, juicy burgers, not just your regular, you know, the brats are going to be locally made. And we actually taste tested as a food committee. I know you missed it. We taste tested five different local vendors for brats, and that's how we chose a winner. Salmon's Meats is famous for their hot dogs. So we really wanted to focus on some great food that was local, that would tasted great, and we're excited about it.
Individuals that are coming over to Kewaunee County to visit not only the beautiful landscape, but the great farms and the lakes real close, going to have an opportunity to try some real fantastic food. If nothing else, that's a destination in its own.
Oh, definitely. And besides eating here at Farm Technology Days, which we invite you to try, all our food, there's also a lot of great local restaurants. Algoma has some great local restaurants. Kewaunee's got some great places to eat. New one just opened up, so it's a great place to get some good food.
And Susie, if we get here and we're hungry, we just need to look for individuals in green shirts, is that right?
Well, so the committee members are wearing green, but there's going to be six food tents, and we should have a big banner up by each food tent. So just look for, they're going to be on the main drags. Just look for any food tent, pop in, and have yourself a great meal.
How about that? Volunteers getting together to put on a spread for 45,000 people. Should be pretty interesting. Coming out to the Kewaunee Farm Technology Days coming up July 11th, 12th, and 13th. Pretty safe bet that you'll find me in one of those food tents. From the southern end of the world's longest barn here in Madison, I'm Bryant Gill.